I'm Marcy Silman, and you're tuned to The Record from KUOW. Affordable housing. Politicians talk about it, activists clamor for it, but so far nobody's been able to figure out how to provide it in the city of Seattle. Ed Murray promised he would tackle the issue if elected Seattle mayor. Now Mayor Murray has convened a 28-member volunteer commission, and he wants them to come up with an affordable housing blueprint for the city. If this commission idea sounds familiar to you, it's because Murray used the same tactic to tackle Seattle's minimum wage. How will the strategy work when it comes to housing? To answer that question, or at least to take a stab at it, we invited C.R. Douglas in. He's Q13 Fox's political analyst and a frequent guest. Hi, C.R.
Good afternoon.
Well, the Income Inequality Commission, they came up with the $15 an hour minimum wage phase-in following City of SeaTac. It's now the highest in the country. What do you expect out of an affordable housing commission?
Well, it's not going to be quite as easy. First of all, it's not just one policy you're dealing with. And secondly, the deck was stacked in favor of labor and workers going into that negotiation. I mean, as you say, they had just won the SeaTac ballot measure. The mayor endorsed it during the campaign. Shama Sawant got elected on it. So the culture in Seattle was that you almost had to agree to 15. It was just about how you got there. And so labor had the upper hand. There was a context there that was pushing for a particular policy. You don't have that here with affordable housing. The stakeholders are all over the place.
So given that it's much more a herd of stray cats than minimum wage was, what areas do you suspect, or maybe you have a crystal ball, that you know that this commission will focus on?
Well, this is going to be the problem, because it's not like people haven't looked at this before. We have been doing a lot in this city for affordable housing. I mean, the last 10 years, just look at what's happened. I mean, they've opened the zoning code. They've raised height limits to increase supply. They have reduced parking requirements to bring down costs. They have encouraged micro housing, congregate housing, mother-in-law housing. They have affordable housing levies. So there is a lot that has been done. What is left for a group like this? Well, developers will certainly be pushing for even more rule relaxation, if you will. And those activists on this commission will be pushing something that has not yet been tried but talked about, which is impact fees.
And what is that exactly?
It's basically a charge, a tax, if you will, on new development. So commercial projects, residential project, any sort of new building would be taxed, a certain sort of dollar per square foot, if you will. That money would then go into an affordable housing fund. It's very controversial. Developers hate it. As you can imagine, it's a big cost for them. They say it will just increase the cost of the development and work against the whole idea of affordability. But impact fees are now kind of the elephant in the room, if you will. That's going to be debated. There are very different viewpoints in this committee about that.
I'm with C.R. Douglas, political analyst for Q13 Fox. You mentioned different viewpoints. There's 28 people. What constituencies do they represent?
Pretty much everything. I mean, I think the mayor did a good job at getting all the obvious stakeholders. I mean, you have activists, you have renters, you have homeowners, you have developers, you have architects, you have policy planners. So he's got the right people. He has also built tension into it. You know, they're from all over the place on these issues. You know, a couple exceptions to this list. You don't see Shama Sawant. Some have wondered why. I think it makes sense. I mean, listen, you can't have Shama Sawant on every committee you have just because she has a strong view. He's got to be careful not to empower her too much, actually. I mean, if you give her too much, then it'll look like she's controlling the agenda of the city, and he's mayor, not her.
It's interesting. The mayor did campaign on this, I'm a convener, I'm a person who comes up with compromise, and so far he has been very successful. The minimum wage, even though it was only one issue, is a case in point. But how practical do you think that this commission's strategy really is, particularly when it comes to more complicated issues like affordable housing or police?
Well, you almost have to start there. I mean, he didn't invent the idea of a task force and a commission. His innovation, if you will, is that he's willing to put enemies on these things. That's what happened in minimum wage. So they're tenser than past commissions. You have to lay the groundwork with the stakeholders. You can't just go and drop legislation at the doorstep of the council and expect things to happen. Seattle wants process. Seattle wants buy-in. To get any hope of movement, you got to get the stakeholders together. You got to have some sort of buy-in before you go try and enact this into law. And that was the brilliance of minimum wage. He got basically unanimous approval from a wide group of stakeholders. He would have never been able to get 15 if he just went right to the council and asked for it. He needed the weight of that commission and their unanimous verdict behind him.
Well, we'll see what happens this time around. C.R. Douglas is political analyst at Q13 Fox and a frequent guest on our show. Thank you for coming in. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's Affordable Housing Committee is going to hold a series of public meetings on the subject this fall. The mayor has asked them to come up with their proposal by May 2015.